This show is sponsored by Dunkin' Cold K Cups. Dunkin' Cold K Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. It's convenient and tasty. You brew over ice, straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. You just brew over ice and you sip them in seconds. You're going to love these Dunkin' Cold K Cups. Enjoy the bold, smooth Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Our producer, Sean, is a big Mint Mobile guy. Here's what he had to say.
For a fraction of the cost, Mint Mobile proved to have excellent coverage with no drop calls or unsent texts. Plus, they make it super easy for me to activate my device just by following a few simple steps online. And bam, done. It was great.
To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/literally. That's mintmobile.com/literally and cut your wireless bills to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/literally. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And we finish. And Mr. Sinatra stands up and he makes me come over. And he shakes my hand and says, son, that was great. And it was unbelievable.
Oh.
It was just one of the great days of my life. I'll never forget that day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Literally. This is a super fun one. Darius Rucker. He's not Hootie. He actually is not Hootie. Hootie's like, it's like saying David Bowie is Ziggy Stardust. They're not the same person, but they are the same person. It's kind of cool. Anyway, I was always a big Hootie and Blowfish fan, and I'm a huge fan of Darius's transition into country music. He's just a stud, and he's a golfer, and he's a Cincinnati Reds fan. What more does a guy want in another guy? I don't think much. Here we go. Well, first of all, you got your PXG hat on, which makes me very happy.
Yes, yes. I love my PXGs.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
They're great. You know what? Whenever I pull them out of my golf bag, like, oh, those PXGs, they're worth it. They're so
they're worth
good.
It. 100%. Worth every penny. I've never improved my game so much. It's crazy.
No, it's unbelievable. Do you notice what I got? What I got on for you?
Yeah, I see that. That's very nice. That's very nice.
Come
you
on.
Gonna play that? Have you played?
I'm wearing my Augusta hat, and I did. I finally got to play Augusta this year, and it was, you know, it's like playing in the Sistine Chapel or the church.
100%. It's people always ask me what my favorite golf course is. I said my top three are Augusta, Augusta, and Augusta. And it's just that place is special, man.
It is. But I'll tell you something. Are you ready for my hot take?
Yep.
Here's my hot take. I only have one round of golf left in my life.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing Cypress Point.
Wow, really? That's impressive.
I'm playing Cypress Point.
I love Cypress. I love it. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful golf course. But I understand. You know, I understand, but it's Augusta for me. But I understand.
I know. You can't look at you cannot go wrong. What is what are you playing to these days?
I'm a 3.7 right now, I think it is.
Oh!
I'm not playing to that. I can shoot 85 right now, but that's what it is right now.
Love that. Jeez Louise. Yeah. So you've done AT&T, I'm assuming, all of it. You've done all of them, right?
I have. Yep. I play them all pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So the most insane, obviously, is the Lake Tahoe one, right? That's mental.
I've only played that once, and that's a straight out party right there. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
I haven't played it, but this is the best. So I was there years and years and years and years and years ago when all the guys I'm about to mention were still playing their sports. So I ended up at a table, gambling table, with Barkley, Sampras, Lemieux, and there's one other person. And these guys were betting like that place is. It goes off.
It's a great place to be. I'm going to try to play next year. We should play together next year. That'd be fun.
I'm going to try to get freed up. It's funny. The actor's strike has screwed up everybody's schedules because this was the year I was officially going to ask off to play AT&T. This was the year I was doing it. And now I can't. There's no way I can.
Yeah.
But that one's during the hiatus in theory.
It is. See? I'm gonna play Tahoe this year.
Sure. Okay, who's your favorite celebrity and then your favorite athlete to play with?
Oh, my favorite athlete to play with is Tiger. I love playing golf with Tiger.
Oh, okay, we had to talk about Tiger. I'm glad you're okay, good. I'm so glad you brought this because I have it in the notes. You guys are close. You've been close for a long time.
We've been friends a long time.
Right?
Yeah, we met when he was 18.
Did you sing at his wedding or something?
I did. I sang at his wedding.
Wow.
I sang at his father's funeral.
Wow.
Yeah. Tiger's my guy, man. That's my brother right there.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. There are very few people that I have never met that are my idols. In fact, I don't know. He might be the only one. I've never met him.
Really? You'd love him.
And I know I would. I just know. I actually followed him at the Genesis.
Yeah.
And I got to go actually between the ropes. But he's so locked in. So there was no, like, I've met other guys like that. Like in at the FedEx Cup, I walked with the leaders one year down in Atlanta and people might acknowledge you. Tigers, he's locked in. He's got the eye.
Oh, he's very, when he's playing a tournament, he's very, he doesn't know anybody else is around. It's just him in the golf course. And, you know, he's I guess that's why he's the greatest of all time.
What did you sing at the wedding and what did you sing at the funeral?
Oh, the wedding was a bunch of, Hootie played, basically.
Oh, you know, so that was,
we played a concert. Yeah. You know,
okay, and, great. Yeah.
You know, it was a great day with him and his family. I don't want to go too much into that. That was a great day. That was a great day.
Do you think he will ever have another win?
You don't want to count him out. You don't want to count him out because he's Tiger Woods, and if he could go on one of those runs like he did in Augusta, you know, and win. But you know, with the injury and everything, I hope he wins again. You know, but I don't know. I don't know how much more he wants to play.
How about this? How about if he goes to the Champions and can ride? Then what do you think?
Well, he would win every major. He would. I think he'd dominate the Champions League for a minute. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's going to be 50 in 3 years.
He's 50. He's going to be 50. It's unbelievable. He's my favorite, by far my favorite athlete, by far, you know, of this last 25 years. Like, there's nobody close who I'd rather watch electrifying, you know. So you'll have to introduce me. Okay, that's going to be on you. That's going to be, that's my
deal.
Ask.
Right? Deal.
You have done so many amazing things in your life and in your career. You've raised so much money, and we'll get into that, for amazing causes, mostly in South Carolina, but not just in South Carolina. You've conquered such and such genre, and then you've conquered country. But we got to figure out what the genre of Hootie was. What was, because that was such a specific moment. What would you call that genre?
I guess people called it pop rock, but you know, we were playing rock and roll and it got real popular. So yeah, pop rock, we'll go with that. You know, Yeah, that was a different time, man. That was a different time.
It's so, I think I would, if I had to pick a band that was emblematic of that time, for sure, I feel like it's you guys. For sure.
You know, that's one of the things that's crazy to me because, you know, I mean, Cracked Review is the biggest selling record of the decade. And it's, I don't know. I you know, grunge will always be remembered as the big thing. And, you know, but there was a moment there where, you know, Hootie and the Blowfish was having a real good time.
Oh, dude, listen, without Hootie and the Blowfish, there's no Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. We used to play frat houses with Dave.
No way.
Yeah. That's how long we've known each other. Yeah.
How? So you guys were, did you form the band in college, right? You formed it in college. So you guys
went. Yeah. Oh, we all went. Yeah. We actually met in a dorm.
That's sick.
It was crazy. I none of us were really looking to play. It just ended up that way.
Unbelievable. And you're on your, is it the 30th anniversary of Cracked Review? Is that right?
Yeah. Just thinking about that is crazy, man. Next year will be 30 years. Yeah.
I love the fact that it's like your alter ego. It's like you're not Hootie, but you are Hootie. So
yeah,
you're touring with Hootie, and yet you are Hootie, which I like.
Yeah. And you know, the messed up thing is when I named the band Hootie and the Blowfish, I never thought people would call me Hootie. I'm a friggin' idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm so mad at myself right now. But yeah, you know, it's actually, you know, I've thought about, you know, saying to the guys, you know, let's just call it and stop, you know, doing these things. But we do it so little, and when we do it, it's so much fun that I keep telling myself, why quit it when, you know, we could do it whenever we feel like doing it. And that's a pretty cool thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, A, you guys are all, you have a history. It's not like you answered an ad in Billboard to form the band. You guys are old school homies and people love it. That they're never going to not love that music ever. But we are in an era, man, where it's like, I remember Mick Jagger saying, I don't want to be playing Satisfaction at 64. Well,
you're playing it at 74.
Man is playing it at 80.
Yeah, and great, and doing it great, too.
And great, but isn't it interesting how when you think, like, I mean, guys are a generation or two older than you and me are reinventing what it means to be a rock star.
Oh, absolutely.
It's totally uncharted territory for guys in their 80s, and there's Bruce Springsteen. He's still out there doing his thing. You know, it's unreal.
100%, man. Like, I went to see Kiss the other day.
Wow.
And, you know, and Gene's 74, and they were friggin' unbelievable. I mean, I've seen him, you know, four or five times. We were managed by the same guy for a long time. And it's like, they were so amazingly great. I'm like, he's 74. And he's up there on those platforms, and they're bringing it, and Paul's up there dancing his butt off at 70, whatever he is. And I'm like, man, that's because for me, I never thought about playing at 74.
Of course not.
You always think, nah, man, my 60s, I'm done. But like now you look at those guys and you go, wow, you know, if they could do it like that, I hope I can still do it like that when I'm 74.
You think you're mad at yourself for calling yourself Hootie? Can you imagine how mad at themselves they are? For going, we're only going to wear makeup.
But it works so well.
I know it does.
So well.
Am I crazy? Am I imagining this? Didn't they have a moment where they're like, fuck the makeup. We're done with it. But they were still Kiss?
Years. This is a true story. I mean, you're right. They were still Kiss. And for years, more than a decade, they went without makeup. And you know, the first time they put the makeup back on was at the Grammys. When they were presenting an award with Tupac, and it was an award that Hootie and the Blowfish won. And that was the first time they were in makeup since like 79 or something. It was crazy, man. That was so awesome.
I mean, look, it's like Tiger in his Sunday Red. Like,
yeah,
you want to see Kiss with the makeup. You want to see Tiger with the red and black. You just do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what, and watching, you know, it was just, but watching Kiss and those, like all these rockers we're talking about, you know, makes you think, you know, wow, that's pretty awesome because people are still going to see them.
Where else can you go surfing and skiing in the same day
or check out a world-class art museum and camp out under a brilliant night sky same day, or hike through the redwoods and get a luxury spa treatment. There's only one answer: California. No matter where you go across this state, you will find a way to play. I love California. And I have not yet surfed and skied in the same day, although I do both. So that is on my bucket list. It's the most beautiful place in the world. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today.
Hey, listeners. Ever have trouble getting someone on the phone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thanks to Quince, I can get high-end, versatile pieces at fantastic prices. They've got killer luxury essentials that are perfect for my wardrobe. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes that savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. One of my producers tried Quince, and here's what he had to say.
I'm really excited to revamp my closet with Quince. There are so many great options at pretty unbeatable prices. I'm really excited to try out the burgundy cashmere crewneck. I love the blue chore jacket. Maybe I'll throw some joggers in there. These are great options at pretty unbeatable prices.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/rob for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince, quince.com/rob to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/rob.
Do you find that when you sing songs that you wrote when you were a much younger man, that the meaning changes for you when you sing them? Because I find that with artists that I've loved and grown up with, is like, I know the lyrics. They're the same lyrics that I was listening to when I was 18. They haven't changed them. But now I'm hearing them sing them as a different place in their life. I'm hearing it in a different place in my life. Exact same song means a completely different thing to me.
Oh, all the time. You know, for me, like when I wrote a song, I Let Her Cry, I was such a different guy. I was a young, drunk kid. You know, now I sing that now with two daughters, and you know, after living all the, you know, it just means something different. And but that's the great thing about music. That's the great thing about lyrics. I agree with you all the time. You know, all those bands I used to listen to back in the day, R.E.M. and The Dead, and all those bands, all those lyrics that I thought meant something mean something totally different.
I just saw Neil Young play at the Roxy. It was like, it was insane. I mean, he's in his 80s, and you know, he's out there with that guitar. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Is gnarly.
He's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Neil?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the best shows I've ever seen. Great.
It's interesting because he's a showman in such a different way than other people, because he gives off very much I don't give a fuck energy. It's like,
yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, but and yet he is a showman. By the way,
yeah.
The band, by the way, what's the opposite of tight band? Like, you know, oh, dude, that's a tight, because bro, dude, I'm telling you, it was like, I'm no aficionado. I know my way around music a little bit, but ragged doesn't even begin. Like Bruce Springsteen, who I know well, he would commit ceremonial suicide before he would play a set like Neil Young did. Do you know what I mean? And they're both great.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. But that's one of the cool things about Neil. They play so loose, and you know, his voice carries it all. I mean, that's Neil. But I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, David Foster, the music producer and great arranger, is an old great friend of mine, and he did the Canadian "We Are the World" song. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was, everybody had did their "We Are the World." There's the Irish, the Canadian. There's like apparently 1,000 of them. So David produces the Canadian, and he's got Neil in the vocal booth. Now David famously doesn't get three chord rock, hates it, like proudly doesn't get same three chords over and over. I don't get it. And he has perfect pitch. So this is the worst marriage. Ever made.
Yes, ever.
Ever made.
Yes.
And sure enough, David's like, Neil, okay, on line 3, you're flat on the word Bill, and then a little pitchy on the second lyric. And Neil's like, it's my style, man. But I just love the notion of you're flat and you're pitchy to Neil Young on a charity record.
That's awesome. I love it.
It's such a good one. I, in looking over some of the background on you today, I learned, because I'm a big, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, kind of like a music trivia guy, like who sang background, who was a session player. Like, I love all that shit. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't realize who one of the co-writers was on Wagon Wheel.
Dylan, yeah.
I didn't know.
Dylan. Yeah, it you know, this kid he's not a kid anymore, but he was a kid when he wrote the song. He's the guy, he plays with Oak Crow Medicine Show. And that just the Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel, just that little verse is, you know how they put out those box sets albums and just put everything on it.
Yeah.
And that was just a little demo. Just Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel. That's basically what he was singing. And Dylan just put it, and they put it on one of those Dylan box sets, and just that snippet of it. And Ketz, a 17-year-old kid, said, I'm going to go finish a Dylan song. And he wrote that monster. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. See, this is like a goose flesh. I mean, this is I love these. He's 17.
17.
Yeah. Years old. And he goes, you know, I'm taking this Bob fucking Dylan snippet. I'm going to do my
thing.
I'm going to
finish
it.
Yeah. I'm going to finish it.
And it's one of the top 5 best-selling songs of all, which your cover's great, by the way. It's great. It's so good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That song took a mind of its own. That was a lot of fun.
I mean, but you know what? It's also not taking away from anybody who covers it, but that song is so fucking irresistible.
Yeah.
It's like a mathematical equation. 2 + 2 is always going to be 4.
Absolutely.
Like that song, right? You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you 100%, and that's the beauty of it. Is it? You know, it's people say you never know what a hit is. You hear that's you know it's a hit. I mean, it's a song that everybody's going to want to listen to, and you know it's going to be so big people will get tired of it.
No,
that's what happened. You know, it's just an amazing song.
It is interesting songs that you don't get tired of. I don't know what to attribute. It's like I can hear Rocket Man by Elton.
A million times.
A million times. Doesn't matter. I've never turned it off.
I've
never changed the thing. Never.
And, I agree.
You know, and there are just songs like that. I don't know what to attribute it to. Is it when we heard them, what they imprinted on us the first time we heard them? Or is there something, I mean, you know, music is math. I wonder if you want like the AI supercomputer to run all of those together and find out what cracked that code. Can you imagine if you had that code? Can you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be, yeah. Well, some people have it.
I always thought like guys like, I think like Sting literally, I think at one point said, I have to stop myself from writing hits. I have to.
I remember that time.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I really do think that some people just can't help them, so they just write fucking hit after hit.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm not doing this anymore.
And you say Sting, that was always one of those things about me, about the early Police records, and, you know, the songs that they didn't put out as singles were just amazing. It was like, wow. Well, you know, being in that room trying to decide what a single is must be pretty hard. But great songs are great songs.
The Dylan, I actually went back and found and listened to the Dylan Wagon Wheel. And it, you're right, it's just that chorus, basically.
Yeah. Right?
That's all it is. And it's from the sessions of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett.
Yeah.
Pat Garrett, which Knocking on Heaven's Door comes from.
Yeah, that's a really good record, yeah.
And that's a great record. And that record is literally all just choruses. There's not a bridge in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no bridge. There's no bridge in that song. It's chorus, 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 song's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is your favorite? You've written with everybody. Who blew your mind when you sat in a room to write with?
Ashley Gourley really blows my mind every time I write with him. He's such a great songwriter. Ed Sheeran blew my mind.
I was going to ask you about Sheeran because he seems like an absolute genius, obviously.
He's a genius. He really, his melodies and the way he sees lyrics and sees things, the kid's a genius. I was just blown away writing with him. Big time.
Yeah, he's one of the guys. He's an instant all-timer, right? I mean.
Absolutely. Instant all-timer. That's the best way to say it. Instant all-timer.
Right?
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you a fan of the Cincinnati Reds? Now, the reason I ask you this is I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, during the Big Red Machine. So I lived, breathed, and I'm still friendly with the current owners of the Reds, and I will always love the Reds, but eventually living in LA and then living through the Marge Schott Reds era, eventually the Dodgers beat me into submission and I'm now a diehard Dodger fan. When they were rivals. Interestingly enough, they're not rivals anymore. They're not in the same division. There's a lot of reasons, but it's not what it used to be. How did you get to be a Reds fan? Because there are not so many of them nationally, really, I don't think.
You know, when I was a kid, I guess around 6 and 7, I started playing all the organized sports. The Big Red Machine. You know, my favorite player. Yeah, my favorite player ever is Dave Concepcion. He's still my favorite Red.
Dave, could you come at me with Dave Concepcion?
He's my favorite Red of all time.
Dave,
absolutely.
What? Okay, hang on. Yeah. Why Dave Concepcion? I love Dave Concepcion. Who doesn't?
But I mean, first of all, he was a vacuum. But every time every time I played baseball, I always played in the infield. And no matter where I was, when the ball was hit toward you, that's what I always said, Dave Concepcion.
Dave Concepcion.
And he was my favorite player. Absolutely, he's my favorite. And so, and I'm pretty loyal to my teams, and I started liking them when I was like 6 or 7, and I've been a big fan ever since.
Did you ever go to Riverfront back in the day?
Oh yeah, I'm friends with. Back in the day, I went to a couple games, but you know, I'm friends with the owners, and
okay.
I try to go to a game or two every year. I didn't get to get there this year, because I was touring so much. But I love them. You know, I was hoping they got in the playoffs this year because
I know.
You know, that would have been so awesome, but of course it didn't happen.
I need to look up your swag. I need to look up pictures of it. What your sports swag? You're doing there's some new launch. Are you doing now all 30 NFL teams? Is that what it is?
I have all 30 NFL teams. All Major League Baseball teams with Fanatics and select colleges.
What's your take on it? What's your secret sauce?
Oh, the one thing I always do is like, I got to want to wear it. That's a big thing. But you know, this, I don't know. It's just you know, I love what we're designing. I love what we're putting out. It's I don't know if it's a secret sauce or anything, but it's just, you know, it's stuff that you would want to wear to the game. That's important to me.
So when you make So when you make a license agreement with NFL or MLB, what stipulations, if any, do they have? There has to be some creative guideline with like. You can't turn the Cincinnati Reds C backwards. I mean, there has to be something, right?
No, you have to be true to all the logos. Yeah, you know, that's part of the deal, and you can't, you know, you can't mess with anybody's brand or anything like that. It's got to be, and when you do it, it all has to be uniform. If you do it for one team, you have to do it for all. And so that, that's pretty cool. And for me, I wouldn't, you know, I want to go do all the throwback stuff.
Okay, this is my thing. Okay, can I just say something? I told the owners this. I hate the Reds, ye olde, like, Sideshow Barker, Riverboat Gambler font with a passion.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't like Mr. Red with a handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
I want the old school Mr. Red where he's running.
Yep.
That's my favorite. The one I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I want those those slate road gray uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
100%. With just Cincinnati over the front. That's all we need.
Yes. That's and the low stirrup sock, because you love sports and you love sports uniforms. You're the perfect guy to ask about this. You look at the Laker era, and those guys wore those super, super tight shorts.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, they were like balloon shorts that almost went below the knee.
Yep.
And it probably came in with Jordan.
Yeah.
And do you know why Jordan was the first guy? Because he came up in the era where all the stars were wearing tight.
Absolutely.
Do you know the reason why?
He's the tight ones at North Carolina. You know, he's got the tight ones on at North Carolina.
And North Carolina, and isn't in the NBA. Do you know why? Have you ever heard why?
Never heard the story. No. Why?
He refused to play without his North Carolina shorts on.
Oh, under?
Yeah. So they had to be longer to cover his North Carolina shorts. Everybody sees that, and now you have, you know, the Fab Five and on and on and on. Isn't that cool?
Wow. That is cool. I never knew that. I never heard that story before. Well, that is cool.
It's one of those things where, like, I've heard it. I know it's true, but then it's been so long since I remember where I heard it that I'm doubting my own
story. Oh, yeah. I got those stories.
I have decades like that. You kidding me?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Entire decades. You sang at Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday party?
Yeah, that was one of the great days of my life, man.
I'd say.
I became kind of friends with George Slater. And so George asked us, we were hot. We were so hot at this point. So he asked us if we'd play. And I was like, please. And so they asked what song I wanted to play. And I said, Lady is a Tramp. And so they sent us this tape. And I got to hand it to the guy. The arranger did a great job. He arranged it. And it sounded like Only Want to Be With You. I mean, it really did. It was a really cool, it was a rock and roll arrangement of the song. And we listened to it, and I was like, I don't want to do that, you know? And so I called George up, and I go, hey, man, you know, we want to do that that Quincy Jones thing from 64. I was like, let's do it with the big band. We'll wear suits, and, you know, Sonny will play the drums, and let's do it like that. He said, okay. And so we get there, we rehearse it, and it's great, and so the show starts. And I mean, everybody's there. I mean, everybody's Dylan, Springsteen, Roseanne, everybody is there. And so
where are you?
We're in LA. And so the show starts, and Frank's sitting there with Barbara, and the show starts, and Frank's 80. You know, he's not paying attention. They got like five TVs up, and one of the TVs is always on Frank, and you could see it. And he's not really paying much attention, and Barbara's like hitting him, and he's watching, and things go along. So we're thinking this is going to be a disaster. He's going to hate us. And so we get out there, man, and we do Ladies of Tramp, and we kill it. I mean, the band, you know, the horns were amazing. Everything was just perfect. It was great. And we finish. And Mr. Sinatra stands up, and he makes me come over, and he shakes my hand and says, son, that was great. And it was unbelievable.
Oh.
It was just one of the great days of my life. I'll never forget that day.
Oh, that's pressure. How fun is that, though, right?
That was fun. That's one of the best things I ever got to do. That was so awesome.
That was awesome.
And the best part of it is we're taking a big picture, and Don Rickles comes in the room and does 15 minutes on Hootie the Blowfish. It was awesome. He crushed us. He just destroyed us, right? It was awesome. It was like,
what an honor.
I went to Frank's the other day. Frank said, so Frank, what are you doing? He said, I'm calling Hootie. It was awesome. It was really awesome. Yeah, that was a great day.
By the way, another great cultural thing is in one of my favorite movies ever, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Okay, were you like in the theater unsuspectingly watching it, or did you hear about it before
you saw.
Oh, we heard about it before.
You knew it was coming. God damn it.
Yeah. No, we didn't hear about it before the movie. Like, the movie had such a big opening that all of our friends were calling us, telling us about it. That's okay. How we heard about it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a great moment.
It was funny because when I met Cuba, you know, I was like, you Hootie? He was like, you Cuba? It was pretty funny. He was a good dude. It was a good dude.
I am not
Hootie. That was awesome.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. I know that for me, people are out, people are about, people want to do stuff, and we want to do it, but it can be a grind. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RobLowe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RobLowe.
I love fast cars, but there aren't a ton of high-performance EVs. They're certainly out here, there. But when I get a chance to get behind the wheel of one, I love it. And I was blown away by the Kia EV6 GT. When you get behind the wheel of the Kia, it is literally like being in a state-of-the-art rocket ship, but also comfortable. The thing goes from 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. It is the premium driving experience. And of course, it's an EV. So the climate thanks you. SiriusXM provides access to over 165 channels in the vehicle. Music, sports, news, comedy, yacht rock. Let's go. Little Steely Dan going in your Kia. Come on now. So check it out today. It is the all-electric Kia EV6 GT. I had a blast checking it out. Believe me, you should do it yourself via kia.com/EV6 to learn more. That is kia.com/EV6. Kia, movement that inspires. All right, you became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 2012. Tell me about I feel like I know a little bit about Grand Ole Opry, but like it was the famous radio show across the South, right? What Saturday or whatever it was, right?
Absolutely, every Friday and Saturday, and it was just a big radio show. Everybody back in the day, early on, it really was the catalyst to make country music as big as it is. Was that show had all the big stars on, and you could get it all over the country on AM radio. But and it's the heart of country music, really.
It is. And the building's still there, right? It's still the original.
The Ryman. Yeah, the Ryman's still there. The Opry's built their own place up at the Opry House, but they have it at the Ryman like a couple weeks every year.
Amazing. Tell me about the next tour that you're going out on. When do you head out?
Next year is the 30th anniversary of Cracked Review, so I think Hootie's going to go out and do another tour. We haven't been out since 19, and 19 was so successful, so I think we'll get together, go out, and do a couple months out there.
That's great. It's probably too small a venue, but hopefully you come to Santa Barbara and play the Santa Barbara Bowl.
I love that place.
Isn't it great?
I love it. I played so many shows that were told to Wet Sprocket. I love that place.
Tell them to book you. So I mean, that's my neighborhood, and it's the best. It's one of my favorite venues ever.
I love that place. It's really awesome. I'm gonna try to get in there. I like that place a lot.
So you'll come up. We'll do the Santa Barbara Bowl. I'll take you golf. We'll golf.
Deal.
We'll do golf day there. We'll do the bowl. There's a lot of good golf up in Santa Barbara.
Oh, there.
For sure. And we'll wear our team PXG shit, and you'll give me a Reds hat. You give me a Reds hat.
I will.
With no handlebar mustache, Mr. Red. did you listen to the Reds on the radio as a kid?
No, we were the only way I saw them were back then was the game of the week.
Oh, the game! Remember the game of the week?
Yeah, it was the only way I saw the Reds play. The game of the week. And then the playoffs, but we were in the playoffs every year. So,
I got to listen to him. It was great. I had Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall, the two best. And Joe Nuxall was just hammered always. And he had the greatest sign off ever, because he was the youngest pitcher, still is the youngest pitcher ever to pitch professionally in the major leagues. He was 17 years old.
Really? Oh wow!
In the run up to World War II, there were no men. So, like, everybody was fine. So he was 17, and but his sign-off will be, this is an old left-hander rounding third and headed for home. It's pretty sick.
I love those guys.
Yeah, so good. And then maybe do a Reds thing. Anyway, you and I have a lot in common. It was great having you on this. I was super psyched to do this, man. And I'm so happy that you guys are going to be back out on tour. That's really going to be great for you guys and for the audience. They're going to love it.
Well, thank you, man. Great talking to you. I'm a huge fan, dude. I've wanted to play golf with you. We got to play some golf together.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you've inspired me to do Tahoe, because it's bedlam.
It is.
Yeah, the other ones are like so buttoned down. It's like I get agita just thinking about AT&T.
Yes. I mean,
I know the one. What about the one at the Memorial? Because I actually do think I'm going to do the one at the Memorial this year, because my friend's going to, he's going to get me. This is my guy who started Work Week. He's the funder of it. And he says, I'll get you in and out and I can do this. I think that one I am going to do this year.
You should. That's a lot of fun. I played it before. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's one of those really cool laid back ones. It's not really stuffy at all. It's a lot of fun.
Right. Awesome. All right. Well, try to get in it. We'll meet up on the practice tee.
For sure.
All right, man. Thank you so much. It was great. Really appreciate it.
Great talking to you.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
What a great dude. That was so fun. I hope you all learned a lot about golf and swag on that one. Oh my goodness. Anyway, all right. You know what time it is? It's time to check the lowdown line.
Hello, you've reached literally in our lowdown line, where you can get the lowdown on all things about me, Rob Lowe. 323-570-4551. So have at it. Here's the beep.
Hey, Rob Lowe. This is Robin Samadi calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And you may have mentioned this on your show before, but what is your go-to karaoke song? Have a nice day.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Can you bring me my phone in to the booth? Okay, Robin, I have it on my phone. I decided this year, because I don't know about you, you decide you want to karaoke, you're out, you didn't plan for it, and now the pressure's on. And maybe they have one of those awful books and you're going through all the songs and you don't know what's in your key, and then you default to something you've done 1,000 times before. So not that I take it seriously or not, but I have it on my phone. So I'm going to open up my notes and I'm going to answer you. Literally. I'm literally going to give you the answer. Okay, hang on. Bear with me. Karaoke. There it is. Karaoke. Now, I'm just warning you. Don't judge me. The thing about, I think there's a certain thing one needs to be cognizant on of karaoke. you have to know your audience. Nobody wants you to sing "I Will Always Love You" from The Bodyguard unless you can really sing. Usually it has to be upbeat, but I don't want to sing some hacky thing that 70,000 people have sung. So with that, Werewolves of London, Throwdown, Cracklin' Rosie, Neil Diamond. Notice it's not Sweet Caroline. No, that needs to be retired from karaoke. No one should ever sing that song again. It's a great song. I love that song. Enough. Come Monday, Jimmy Buffett. Notice it's not Margaritaville. It's Come Monday. Great song. And Come Monday is as close to taking as a serious song as I think anybody should be allowed to sing. Fins, Jimmy Buffett, deep cut. Runaway Train, the 90s, song from the 90s. That's a good one. And then I have two deep cut one-hit wonders from my childhood. It Never Rains in California and the song Indiana Wants Me. You've probably never heard of some of them. Look them up. That's my list. Great question. Thank you for listening. And as always, this show doesn't exist without you guys out there. And it's really appreciated by me. And I love being out in the world and having people come up and telling me that they're listening to Literally, and warms my heart. So please keep it up and join us next week. We got some really good guests coming up, and next week's a doozy. See you then on Literally.
You've been listening to Literally with Rob Lowe, produced by me, Nick Liao, with help from associate producer Sarah Begar. Research by Alyssa Grawl, editing by Jerron Ferguson. Engineering and mixing by Rich Garcia. Our executive producers are Rob Lowe for Low Profile, Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and myself for Team Coco, and Colin Anderson for Stitcher. Booking by Deirdre Dodd, music by Devin Bryant. Special thanks to Hidden City Studios. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Literally with Rob Lowe.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.